It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will decide whether to create a new paid family leave program. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The proposal's backers turned in more than 200,000 valid signatures, more than enough to qualify for the state's November ballot. If approved, the law would require businesses to provide 12 to 16 weeks of leave for childbirth and other family medical reasons. Starting in 2023, workers and employers would pay premiums worth almost 1% of workers' regular income. That money would go into a state-run fund that would then pay partial wages to workers who are on leave. Businesses with fewer than 10 workers and employers with their own paid leave benefits would not have to pay the premiums. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There will be extra ballot collection boxes in 27 Colorado counties this fall. 42 new boxes are being paid for through federal coronavirus relief funds. The money could have paid for up to 100 new boxes, but not all counties applied. With the new additions, Colorado will have more than 350 ballot drop boxes in use in November. The Farmer's Almanac is out with its prediction for Colorado's winter. It says to expect a lot of snow. Here's CPR's Paolo Shalcita.
The publication forecasts that Colorado will see a frigid winter with an above-average amount of snow. The magazine has long drawn the ire of meteorologists for its predictions. Peter Goebel with the Colorado Climate Center says their methodology is questionable.
Oftentimes, the Farmer's Almanac will look accurate because what people see when they look at the maps is just really general, colorful descriptions of the normal climate for a winter for each region.
Goebel notes that sometimes the almanac predictions are correct by mere chance, and this year, because of wildfires and widespread drought, he hopes that's the case. I'm Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
Colorado weather is sunny and hot again today. This is CPR News.